Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, southeast Queensland will begin to dry out today following less rain overnight. Residents in the Moreton region were particularly impacted by flash flooding yesterday after heavy rainfall, with flooding also reported in the Sunshine Coast and Western Downs areas. Senior BOM meteorologist Angus Hines says last night's rainfall totals were between 50 to 120 millimetres, which, while significant, is a reduction from Monday's totals of 300 millimetres. Flood warnings remain current for the Condamine and Moonee rivers. Hines predicts elevated rainfall levels for several days.
Demolition of Toombul Shopping Centre is set to begin next week. Toombul's owner, Mervac, says the demolition is expected to take 12 months. Work will begin inside the building, removing hazardous materials like mould and asbestos. External demolition will begin in late March. Queensland Environment Minister Leanne Lynard says that she has been assured that the demolition will not be too much of a disturbance and the bus interchange outside the shopping centre will not be affected.
And in national news, a new Greens analysis finds the bottom 40% of earners will receive just 9% of the benefits of the Stage 3 tax cuts coming in July. The analysis was released by the Parliamentary Budget Office last week in response to a request from Australian Greens leader Adam Bandt. Bandt says the tax cuts are Liberal light and will leave everyday people behind. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says that any change to the tax cuts now would betray Australian trust.
Submissions are now closed for the Senate inquiry into red imported fire ants. Submissions from the Australian Wildlife Society, CSIRO and the Brisbane City Council are among the 23 received by the committee. In their submission, the CSIRO says red imported fire ant infestations in local parks, backyards and sporting grounds could impact recreational activities and pose an economic threat to Australia. Public hearings for the inquiry are set for the 4th of March in Brisbane, the 5th of March in Newcastle and the 12th of March in Canberra before the report is finalised in mid-April this year.
In international news, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is sentenced to 10 years in jail. Khan has been charged for leaking classified diplomatic cable. He says the cable provides proof the Pakistani military and the US government conspired to destabilize his government in 2022. This is Khan's second conviction in recent months after he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for illegally selling state gifts. Khan will remain behind bars while his legal team challenges the ruling.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.